Hi, my name is Gus Fernandez. I am the account representative for DirecTV, the blimp. In order for us to fly over an NFL event, it has to be pretty perfect, just because you're up 3,000 feet, so if you get any cloud coverage or anything like that, you have to bust out of there. Everything that we do regarding the blimp from start to finish depends on the weather. The blimp itself travels 200 miles a day with a ground crew of 18 people. You're talking mechanics, pilots, crew chiefs, and then the ground support team.
It's not an efficient way to travel, for sure.
Hi, my name's Jeff Capek, chief pilot with the DirecTV Airship.
I've been a pilot with airships for about 13 years now. I went to college to be a pilot, and it's just something that kind of stumbled into. You know, the opportunity came up, and it seemed real fun, so I've been doing that ever since.
I've flown various blimps, you know, probably most of the blimps that you've seen I've flown at some point. Today, we'll take it easy. We'll do about maybe 40 miles an hour. The wheel controls the elevators, the up and down. We push the wheel down. Hold on. Don't go too steep for you. And back. Pull the wheel back, and it goes the other way. But you see, since we're going so slow, it takes a little bit to react. You know, it's a little bit sluggish. It's still actually a little bit thermally and rough today. So basically, we're trying to maintain an altitude right now. And there's air currents going up and down. So constantly making corrections. You know, we get in a rising piece of air, we got to correct down, and vice versa for some sinking air. But once the sun gets lower and the ground cools down, the thermals stop, then it becomes pretty smooth, and it's almost hands off at that point.
For 89.9 WWNO, 1,000 feet above the city of New Orleans, I'm Jason Saul.